well knowing, however, that there was nobody on the island but two or three noosefuls of runaway convicts from Chile, our captain had no mind to comply with their invitation to land, though, happily, he may have erred in not sending a boat off with his card. A few days more and we took the trades. Like favors snappishly conferred, they came to us, as is often the case, in a very sharp squall, the shock of which carried away one of our spars, also our fat old cook off his legs, depositing him plump in the scuppers to leeward. In good time making the desired longitude upon the equator, a few leagues west of the Galapagos, we spent several weeks, chez saison, across the line, to and fro, in a veiling search for our prey. For some of their hunters believe that whales, like the silver ore in Peru, run in veins through the ocean. So day after day, daily, and week after week, weekly, we traversed the selfsame longitudinal intersection of the selfsame line, till we were almost ready to swear that we felt the ship strike every time her keel crossed that imaginary locality. At length, dead before the equatorial breeze, we threaded our way straight along the very line itself, westward sailing, peering right and peering left, but seeing naught. It was during this weary time that I experienced the first symptoms of that bitter impatience of our monotonous craft,